Gentlemen, we have not posted any executive session time, so this is all...
I don't have an executive.
Perfect, this is all public.
All mine's just kind of quick updates.
County Commission is entering to a meeting with the Road and Bridge and a staff departmental update. Mr. Hayes, you have the floor.
Good afternoon. With our last meeting, the first item on there, we actually tabled because Mr. Strophus wasn't here, and I think you was the one that brought that up, so I didn't know if you wanted to start there. Or...
Which one was that, sir?
Well, the one that deals with personnel there at the bottom.
I don't believe we can talk about that. It's too much, sir.
This was a carryover from the last meeting, and you stated that that...
We tabled the Buchanan. I think that had to do with a...
Yes, Buchanan. Oh, we're talking about number one.
We're talking about number one.
Yes, go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Do you want me to start the conversation?
That would help because I'm kind of in the dark here. I don't want... I thought we were basically done.
Well, I did too, until I recently received another phone call.
Okay.
And I'm informed, and Mr. Stahl, you're the historian here, so you'll have to help us with that. I'm told back under a previous commissioner, when we did the improvements on Buchanan, Road and Bridge poured a concrete swell valley down alongside his property perpendicular to Buchanan. That was the alternate drainage solution versus going under the road. Mm-hmm. The homeowner says, now that you actually installed the culvert under the road like it was supposed to be, we would like Road and Bridge to come in and remove the concrete that was poured, that was installed, because it should never have been installed. And what he had requested was, can we restore the property to where it was prior to us putting that concrete valley in? That was the request.
I guess my first question to that is, how far do you want us to go?
Whatever we poured, he wants us to take out. Whatever we did to his property, he would like us to now remove it because it's not necessary anymore because we, I guess, installed the culvert as designed.
Right.
So he wants us to go on to his property. He'll give us permission, whatever paperwork, to remove what we put in.
Is it on his property?
The valley?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Is it something he could remove then?
He would have to hire somebody, basically, to do that. But
we did it.
And the reason was?
We didn't install it the first time correctly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But we got an easement from him to put it down through.
Correct.
Is that not correct?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Let's hear them. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing we would have.
That we're not too sure about. So.
Let me show you the property. David, come up here. I'll show you something.
We poured this about 5 years ago.
Before I came here. All day. Let me show you this. This is the old road.
This project was done in 2001.
This is the right-of-way. This is the old road here, okay? And this is where we put the culvert, right here, okay? What we end up doing, instead of putting that here, which we just recently resolved, we poured a concrete valley down this property line. In exchange for this, I told him no to this because we don't have anything. We don't do that. You have to buy it at current. This is the new road. And so what he is doing is maintaining
all this. When we put this road in?
Yes.
Did we vacate this road yet?
No. We did not.
Did we vacate this road?
No.
I don't know.
That's why I'm asking.
I couldn't find any documents where we vacated this. I didn't. So, this individual. Let's come out of those guys.
Right.
Is this it? No. Is that right? That's not it. Oops. Let's just stay the original.
All right, so the deal is, now help me out. If we had an existing road that was here.
Don't do this. All right. We had an existing road that was here.
This was the county road.
Correct.
And we decided, obviously, to straighten the road out.
Correct.
Yes?
And widen, yes.
And widen it. So we obviously have the right-of-way that we needed to get there. Did we purchase that?
That I couldn't tell you because I didn't deal with that.
Okay, but we ended up with this right-of-way. Mm-hmm. And we put a culvert in here. And this does. Is this still in existence?
No.
It's grass.
It's all grass.
There's still utilities.
But there's concrete on the lower side, right?
Actually,
there's nothing here.
Actually, what they've done, when they built this, because of a big water line from this well, there's a 16-inch main that runs down through there. It also had to be altered and changed. We concreted this ditch line down through there. Mm-hmm.
To this
we
point.
Also concreted a swell right in here that turned the water onto this property. And in the plans, there was plans, and I found that in the other plans and showed you guys earlier, and we went in and put this culvert in.
Right.
Eliminated the water going this way. The only thing we didn't do, we didn't take out the concrete here. We just built a ditch block and made all the drainage go to this side and back down here.
What this property owner is telling us is that just mute that thing for a little bit. What the property owner is telling us that in to allow this, there was no definite sign, he said, to allow us to do what we did here, we were promised this land. Okay, that's what he was promised. So when I told him that we are not using this land, he says, then get your stuff off my property line because you don't have permission. I want you to restore it to where it was. And that's where we are. So is he wants this all dressed up because he said we even put dirt in to make it enough to keep water from his house. It goes down his property line and then dumps back in the back of his property.
So we currently own this section of property.
Correct, that he mows for us, right?
That he mows for us.
Yeah.
And what do we do with this? How much property is
it? I don't know.
Oh, he is on
this. Is.
He owns
the right of way.
I took it off one. It's just. Because isn't there another building right there now?
Yeah. There's another building there.
Actually, no, I take this back. This is his house he's talking about. This is a. He's talking about this section right here. That's what he's talking about.
Out here, this falls partially into our right of way, right?
Right. You look right here.
I see it.
Yeah, this here. There's a little triangle here that he maintains. And that was supposed to be.
And that's grass.
Correct. Right. Grass and metal.
And he wants that in exchange for doing all this other work?
Right. When I told him no to this, he says, well, restore this the way it was.
Well, why would we not go ahead and give him that, though, Jim?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
You mean this little piece of property here?
Yeah, but he still wants this cleaned up now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Well, not that. I ain't going to go for that, but I thought if we forget that.
This is not being utilized.
No, we changed that. But it had been for several years.
What length is that?
The roads, huh?
What length is that?
This thing's been
Well, this runs down there probably 100 feet or better and runs off in behind the house. Now, there's
a lot of
concrete goes there.
And then we built up a, and then we built up some, basically a
dirt berm there, turned, forced the water to go this way. Last year, 2 years ago, we put the one across the road.
Harlan reminded me of this. This deal we've been to a conversation about this, that water line is right behind that berm.
Concrete's touching that.
Right.
Water line.
What did you say behind it?
Well, that's on the ditch
along the main road.
That's on the ditch along the road.
Not in his road.
The water line, the main, that 16 inch goes right down through here. But it
doesn't run over this concrete, does it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not this.
It'd be under that swell there, right behind the road.
I think he's more concerned with this berm that we put in there. I think that's more or less.
I mean, I wouldn't do much digging in around that 16 inch.
No.
Really, that's all filled in right now. We filled in over it with the ditch block.
Right. But I think there's some concrete that extends down here that we know is not touching the water line, and there's a berm that we built also.
We filled in a bunch of dirt out there since I've been here.
That's what he's talking about, is just restore it the way it was.
See, and all this was part of the county yard that they used as the road, because it went out from here to this point, and we readjusted that, and I don't know what they've done with this section of road here.
The county still has this right away here?
No, we do not.
So we vacated this?
Mm-hmm. And not this?
I don't know. There's something.
Would Bob Dixon have that? The vacate?
Well, we should have a note record. R&B should have it. Should be the clerk's office.
The clerk's office minutes. Because this belongs to somebody else now.
Yeah.
And this was part of the county. Part of this right away come right out of the county yard because they moved it closer to the shop. We had to change fence line and everything along the county yard.
Who did this part?
That right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. The road either.
This was the original road, and the road
we need to find the vacate.
So if there's vacates, it never really been done.
What did work? This entire road that doesn't get
done. Dry miles vacated. Just the rest of the area. Nobody there.
No one. That would be a location. It reverts to the property owner. It's adjacent to it,
right? Whoever has this, that owned the center line. Whoever has this, owned a small piece to the center line.
Right. You've got a small piece.
Actually, would we be the property owner on this side of the new road?
We need to road. So if you could just start looking around that, it's when we get a bunch of improvements on the community.
I think there needs to be some more investigation.
She's gonna pull all documents. So
this from here is not part of what he's talking about. This from here this way.
Yeah. This has been vacated, and he already has.
He may have it already.
The property falls in the right way.
We're going to have the clerk. She's going to have it pulled up. So, okay, well, this won't do anything until we hear, but from the cleaning up of this property, we have an obligation to clean that back up.
Depends on if we give it to the other piece of property.
There's a sheet.
Such as he'd be happy about to have that. The reason that he said he didn't get it is
happy anymore.
That's 16. What is this?
1500. Yes. I was asking you for yours.
Anyway, okay.
Thank you. All right. Randy, are we set up for you to be with us on Thursday? By any chance, we're going to be here Thursday. Do we want to schedule a specific time and the ability to go into exam?
For those items here on the bottom?
Well, for items where we need to go into exam, personnel.
What are you thinking?
Legal.
I think he's just telling you that we're going to do this tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to just speak with him. Nothing's...
Gotcha.
He was just going to bring it up that that's what's happening tomorrow.
Perfect.
It has nothing to do with...
You're going to let me know safety on this.
Okay.
Okay. The second item, I'm going to meet with Mr. Suti and his engineer tomorrow to discuss their changes and upgrades to the lift station off of Dale Avenue and see how that will affect the road. They did send me their plan, and I think everything's going to work pretty well with what we want to do there with Dale Avenue, but we're going to go over all that tomorrow. So at a later time, I'll come back to you with you on that issue. The Outground Roads issue, we've got that completed, and we actually, the file was too big to email to Mr. Case, so I had Sean help me. We put it on the website where he could actually get to that and retrieve it. We've also got that put in a disk form, so if something happens he can't retrieve it there, I can take this to him. But so that should be completed, and I'm going to call him later when we get out of the meeting to make sure he's able to retrieve that. The our schedule with the time change coming up, what I'd like to do is basically stay with our 410 schedule, see how it works for a little while, and if we don't have any hiccups, why, we might stay with that, see how it goes through the winter. If we do, we'll just revert back to 5/8. If you guys don't have
Aren't we scheduled right now for 5/8 at the time change?
Right now, we were basically talking about it and trying to get what everybody would work best for them, and I think right now a consensus is they would like to stay with the 410 schedule, so I thought we might try that. We do have I want to keep the crews working the same schedule they are right now. I mean, we'll have people available Monday through Friday, so that's not going to be an issue. We've still got the full week covered.
Maybe I didn't ask that right. Didn't we just have a discussion that we were going to change to 5/8 when the time changed?
Our last meeting, we didn't actually.
Two meetings ago is when he brought it up. Mr. Strauss brought it up if we were staying on 10s.
Okay.
Nothing was decided that day. We're going to talk about it more on the time frame.
Okay.
You gentlemen have any preference, or, I mean?
I don't speak up on that because I've had three or four guys come to me and said that they wanted, because they had cattle and feeding cattle and everything like that, that it was difficult on them because they got to work. It was dark when they got to work, and it was dark when they got in when the time changed. So I don't know.
Time changes in November, and then it changes back in
March.
Is it March?
First week in November goes back, and first week in March goes forward.
Yeah, after we talked about this, I thought about my preference was just go back to 5/8 for them few months, and then go back to a 4/10 in the spring.
I just like to see if make sure that this works best for all of them, whoever decides to do this, because it's 7 o'clock now. You're going to work at 6:30, aren't you? 7 o'clock, it's dark.
It'd be like 7:30 right now.
If we go to 8 hours, their schedule would go from 7 o'clock to 3:30, which would help most people, you know, as far as getting off work and getting things done. Regardless which way it go, it's going to make a hardship on some. Some's going to benefit. Some, it's going to make it really tough on them for other things they do. So.
Mike really would like to stay on hand because it's not a problem. They don't like to stay on hand.
Is it the 1st of November when it does that, you said?
First Saturday?
I think it's the first Saturday in November.
Technically first Sunday, 2-something in the morning.
That'd be November 4th. The day following the opening of youth deer season.
Yeah, it probably would be.
What we've done in years past is go to a 8-hour schedule through the winter months and then go back to a 10-hour in the spring. I think one or two years we may have stayed on a 4-10 schedule through the winter, but it was very seldom.
But even on that, we have men on the job 5 days a week.
We have one job that works Tuesday through Friday right now. Now, during inclement weather, I mean, we're just working around the clock till roads are taken care of, so no matter what day it falls on.
Are you just going to let him try it and go from there? I think he's looking for yay, nay, something.
Well, I don't want to create a hardship. I didn't talk to each end. I was just basically going for what the supervisors were telling me their people were wanting to. I know there's some, and myself included, that's going to...
Ultimately, it's trying to get the job done. That's what we're looking to do, is what's the most effective way for us to get the job done. The concern we had last year, which was we weren't getting coverage on Friday, you've resolved that by splitting the crews. So that seems to be working fine. Of course, if there's an emergency, tornado, flood, or ice storm, it's all hands on deck anyway, and we know
that.
If you've asked your reports, that's all I can say is my opinion is you just run the department like you think is the best way.
If it would come to, say, a productivity issue or whatever, then, I've already told them we'll just reschedule it. If there's not enough daylight or if that becomes into play where it creates a problem to where it's going to interfere with our work, then we'll revert back to a 5-8. But as long as everything, they're getting the job done, it's not creating a problem.
So, my commissioner counterparts, I don't have any issue with what Randy's trying to do. I think MoDOT stayed on 4-10s, haven't they?
I think they're going to go back to their, this is the last week, I think this last week,
then?
They're going to go back to a 5-8 schedule.
Okay.
They've been on 10 hours for a couple of years, they've stayed on 10s.
But they are going back to a 5-8 schedule. So.
You want us to discuss it and get back with you on Thursday?
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Gentlemen, do we need to have some conversation about this?
Just see what the boys in general thought. I was approached when we was on it before, and there was three or four guys come to me and said it was a hardship to them for feed the cattle and stuff like that. They like the 5-8 the best, but it doesn't, if that's not the majority, I'm not crazy about whatever. Where you guys decide on, if it runs into complications, we can always change.
Okay.
She's been talking to somebody. Let's just deal with that.
I'm going to deal with this.
Oh, they're waiting for us here. I'd like to discuss it.
I'm leaving it up to you and Dan, so it's
I'm good with going forward.
And if we run into problems, we'll talk.
We'll let you know.
Okay. Sometime this fall, we can schedule it in there. We do need to put a metal roof on the Hill to Salt building. We've developed some leaks and whatnot that's affecting the salt supply a little bit. We also need to re-roof the salt building at 86 Highway down there off of Tate Road, I believe.
Is that something we can do, or is that something we do?
Yeah, build?
Do we need to bid the material out? Is it low enough that we don't need
we
to
bid? We have a bid. That's going to run through it.
We have a bid?
We already have a bid.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I'm just giving you an update. We're going to have to re-roof them. The last item is tomorrow we're going to interview these five people I have listed just for that. The position we have available, and we'll come back with a let you know on a recommendation once we interview and discuss it with David, myself, and Linda be involved in that. So,
one thing I did you skip over Out Grand Roads? Did I miss something?
No, I've already done that.
Okay. There was a email sent by an elected official about one of the roads. Last week, about a petition. You guys remember seeing that email?
No.
Let me get it real fast here. Is it Holcomb Road?
We had a resident that was asking if Holcomb Road was a county maintained road, and it is a county maintained, and it had to deal with purchase of land and insurance or that type of thing.
Okay, so that was taken care of?
Yes.
Okay.
We sent the gentleman a letter, and I think that's satisfied whatever.
You vacate the roads quarterly, right?
Right.
And they don't, this year's already passed the quarter for it. It'll be at the end of next year before a road vacate to take place, right?
Right, it happens every quarter.
About the vacation of a road, and we'll have to do some discussing about it. That's something that probably the county might.
What are the first months within the quarter? Is that when it is?
I think so.
Does that coincide with January?
I think if there's any vacations that's been petitioned, it only happens four times a year, quarterly. So I think you're right. I think it's the first month in the quarter that.
Yeah. I had compliments on road work that was done down on, is it Wildcat?
Mm-hmm.
Onto Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
And the clearing out there?
Rush hour. Yes, sir.
So that school bus wouldn't have the problems it was having, et cetera. Very pleased with that.
We got some overheads. We'll go back and can later this winter. Some overhead winds that we'll take out if he got a whole brush on it.
And then the individual who's driving the bus, which is Jamie. Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if there's a possibility of a sign on the approach coming up, because it's real dangerous for them to pull out. You know what I'm talking about.
Bus crossing.
Slow down or bus crossing. It's just that he said they're coming out so fast, and he's got a gun in whenever he pulls the bus, and he's sure it's the same for any big rig. And if there's any gravel, then you spin, and it's almost got hit a few times.
We do have a just kind of a T intersection warning sign there, but we need to put something else there.
He asked if we would consider that, and I said, yeah. Well, we just happen to have a meeting tomorrow, and I'll bring it up. He's particularly worried when he's got a bunch of kids on the bus, if somebody's flying.
Sometime we may talk with that landowner and see about making a side distance across the corner there. Seems like that could probably be done now.
make it a little better side coming out.
The other day I was out riding around and I actually called in to kill the others. Need to alert the boys on the signs, the stop signs. We had, I went through at least two intersections, didn't have a stop sign, one on them. And they've been taken down or broken off or whatever. So have each department, your road and bridge department, look and make sure you got those stop signs or yield signs or something in place. I called Kathy on two of them the other day. She said she would send the sign man out. But now he can't keep up with the whole county, so the road and bridge people have.
I'm thinking the one you mentioned, I don't know that that one ever had one, but I think it needs either had a yield or something there. It's right there by Michael Smith's house. Cook Road comes out onto Lone Star. That was one intersection.
It's got to have something.
But it needs, we need to put something. We'll check on that.
Yeah, he's never had any.
You just alert your road and bridge boys to notify Kathy and for any of
thank
those
you.
Okay. Late locations.
I want to address that.
How did you? Is that it on the?
I can't think of anything else.
I just asked him a specific question about a road that it's not ours, so that deals with that issue. So,
did you need me scheduled for something for Thursday?
Okay. Here's my thing.
Do not forget following Thursday is rodeo.
Say that again?
The following week from this coming Thursday is the snow rodeo.
No, I said if we had any personnel issues that we could do that on Thursday, but I guess we
don't. No, right now I don't.
Hope there's no snow.
One last thing, it's not on there, but we are going to hear pretty shortly. We don't need much supply because we didn't use much last year, but we're going to top off our salt. Calcium if needed. I think all we need is just a few loads of salt to top off our building. So, but we should be in pretty good shape. So, first part of next week, I'm going to be inspecting all of our snow equipment. So I'm going to hopefully you won't have anything scheduled for Monday. I'm going to be at doing Hilda shop equipment, and then I'll be going to David's shop, and then Mount Branson on Wednesday. So, and Thursday will be a snow rodeo.
Excellent. And we have it down to be there for lunch at least. Get there what, a little early before that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what we did last year and the year before and all that. So, okay.
If you're late, lunch, you're three crumbs.
Did you say? What did you say?
He's trying to get you to show up late, I believe, Jim. I think you want more for yourself.
He obviously has not been there before because there's always plenty.
There last year for a bit.
I know you were there. That's all I got for you guys.
Okay. Jim, want to bring up our next bit of business?
Just IDA, just brief.
Before we delayed our exec session earlier when we had to open back up.
Okay.
We want to talk about the IDA.
Thank you, guys. Danny, just briefly, just so you know what's going on, is I received an email from the current chairman of the IDA stating that he got notified from the department. This is from Secretary of State, saying that through the transition of changing the executives, the Secretary's information wasn't sent, and we failed to file a document
So we just need to do some quick documentation of reinstating the IDA as a formal entity. So so what I'm saying is you may see some documentation. It's no cost to us, but I guess I'm just pointing this out because I got an email. I wanted to point it out to you guys that the first question is, do we want to continue the IDA? And I think we should. So that was the first question. Do we want to maintain the IDA? And the second question, if so, can we have Nikki work with probably Frank Cotty to do all the necessary paperwork to get this reinstated?
Actually, it's a form that takes no time, so that could be done expeditiously.
All right. Well, then I'm going to...
Is that all right?
And then update the contact information, because that's where the problem... Okay. Nikki to take care of. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Where are we scheduled at? I talked to Ron and...
Do you have a paper cut for this? No?
I do. Right here.
Thank you, sir. Guys, we still got a couple of items we didn't get to because we had to come out for regular session.
Right. I just before we went to recess, we recessed the conversation with the legal update. And so what I'm going to do is, if we can, go back in there. So what I'm going to do is move to go back into executive session for the third time today. Pursuant 610-21, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
I'll second that. That's for resuming the legal update that we had to come out of to meet the scheduling.
Yep. Right. We went out of lunchtime because we knew we'd be back by 1.
Motion has been made and seconded and moved back into executive session under section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12 for a legal update regarding litigation, real estate, personnel, and contracts. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And that will be the last of the business today, right?
We will adjourn following those two or three items that we have scheduled to talk about. We're done for the day.
Okay.
We will.